Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Chapter number 4, verse number 25. Genesis chapter number 4, verse number 25. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me well and we can pray. And Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God, saith she, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. So actually, in one verse, you realize that there are so many names coming into one verse. I read again. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said, she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel. That means that Seth was a divine replacement. It was an intentional move of God. That because you lost Abel, I bring Seth to replace Abel. And it's very clear that whom Cain slew. That means I am doing this because Cain slew him. Alright, verse 26. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. All right, let me put this together right now and we can pray. Adam and Eve knew themselves and gave birth to two sons. One was called Abel, and the Hebrew meaning of Abel is breath. That means life. Then interestingly, it comes with three words: breath, vapor, vanity. Three. Breath, vapor, vanity. So when you say that somebody's life will just wash away like a vapor, it's prophetic. The first life that man acquired. So the children of Adam and Eve were actually a prophetic statement and the typology of the whole existence of humanity. God was actually using those children to prophesy what is ahead of all of humanity. So the first son was life, breath. But this breath will pass away like vapor. And everything it represents will be in vanity. That is why he tried his best to even please God, yet he died like a nobody. That is the first life. Then there is another young man that, so God was pleased with Abel, but there is another one too that Satan went through. His name was Cain. And the Hebrew meaning of Cain means possession. Possessor. Somebody who can possess. So actually, the two sons were actually a prophecy of the whole of life. Abel represents breath. Cain represents possession. That means the life that God gave to men will go under satanic possession. And then eventually, Cain dies, then Seth is born. And the interesting meaning, Hebrew meaning of Seth is substitute. to be in place of. So even the verse 25 says that God gives set because, but the Hebrew meaning of set means to be in place of or a substitute. So actually the whole message was simple. Man's life will end up in vanity and will be taken away like vapor. Why? Because he will be possessed by the devil. But in the midst of that, God will send a substitute. In the midst of that, God will send a substitute. Though Adam named him Seth, but in the mind of God, he is called Jesus. Who will be in place of that vain life that was possessed by the devil. And then that substitute came and gave birth to Enos. And the Hebrew meaning of Enos is man. That means when the vain man was possessed and taken away, this one too will come and will give birth to another man. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So this Enos too will come. This Seth will also come and give birth to a man. But this man will be different from the man Abel that Cain possessed. Are you getting me? This one will be different. And then he said, when Enos was born, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. No wonder when the substitute came, he warned men and said, men ought to pray and not to faint. The kind of men I'm going to produce will be men of prayer. That is the only way they will not be possessed again. If they don't call upon the name of the Lord, they will be. The first man was possessed, but the second man, by reason of prayer, he will be totally free from the move of Satan and from the grip of Satan. So he said, men began to call. So the nature of the man Jesus will give birth to will be the nature of prayer. That is why throughout scriptures, the ones that Jesus gave birth to, he would tell them that men ought to pray and not to faint, and pray without ceasing, and watch and be sober in prayer. He was telling us that this one, you can't survive. The first man died in vanity because he didn't know how to call upon. That means you can even give your all to God, but without prayer, the devil will still fire you. The devil is still fired. You can do anything. Prayer sustains the relationship and the establishment of humanity here on earth. He said, after Enos was born, and the meaning of Enos is man, men began. So this is one of the greatest prophecies in scriptures. The moment Enos, the church, the new creation, the eighth creation was born, men began. So actually the prayer life of the church was actually connected from Genesis chapter 4. No wonder Jesus told them, tarry. That word tarry, it was only them that understood that it was prayer. Jesus said, don't move, tarry in Jerusalem until you have been endued. And the people understood the language of their Seth. If Seth tells Enos that tarry, Seth is trying to tell Enos that call on God. And for 10 days they were calling on God until fire descended. So one time their leader said, we will no more serve tables. We will give ourselves unto prayer. He said that so shall we not turn back from the Lord. Therefore quicken us and we shall call upon the name of the Lord. Prayer is the central theme of the church. When the devil realized he can't stop us from praying, he now introduced something called pray for me. You will understand it one day. So at a point in time, people felt they can pay money to be prayed for. But you see, Enos is not meant to be prayed for. Enos must be praying for himself. Enos is not meant. It is Seth's responsibility, the substitute, to produce men that will call upon the name of the Lord. So when, even if you are a slave queen, when if you come into Jesus, you must pray for yourself. Even if you come into Jesus, there is one thing everybody must do for himself. That is pray. Pray. Habura That is why Matthew chapter 6 says, when ye pray, when ye fast, when ye give. He didn't say if you pray. When ye pray, that means it's a must. Everybody in this kingdom must be giving to prayer. Because Abel did not survive. Even though he did everything right with God, he did not survive because he didn't understand the mystery of prayer. But when moment Enos was born, Seth knew how to sustain his Enos. He told him, and men began to pray. Enos must only be sustained by prayer. Otherwise, Cain will possess him again. Otherwise, Cain will come after him again. That is why he said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. That he knew that if he gives birth to Enos, Cain will come back again. Cain is a possessor. But he said, I will build my church. I will build my church. I will build my church. You are going to pray.
Yes.
My God. Listen to me. We are not praying because we feel like praying. No. It is the mandate on Enos to pray.
Yes.
That's the only way Enos must survive.
Yes.
Otherwise, with all his offering, he will still be killed. With all his running about, calling, he will still be killed. It is prayer that keeps men from Cain.
Yes.
Otherwise, Cain will come after you. Otherwise, Satan will succeed.
Yes.
How can God let the one he didn't like his offering kill the one he loved his offering? The difference between Abel and Enos was one knew how to call upon the name of the Lord in prayer. Another knew how to dash God. Don't come to church and give offering and go. Don't come to this altar and give offering and go. Rise up from that bed, wash your face and pray some. Pray some. The Enos generation is a praying generation. The Abel generation is a busy generation. I call this exhortation the Abel generation and the Enos generation. The Abel generation is a busy generation. God loves what you are doing, but Satan will kill you. Oh, God is clapping for you. You are evangelizing without prayer. God will clap for you. But it is a demon in one territory that will fire you. You are singing without prayer. Oh, God will clap for you. Keep singing. Keep singing. But if Cain decides to kill you, I won't save you. Yes, I won't save you. The Abel generation is a generation that is very busy. It's very busy. But the Enos generation, their busyness is on their knees. Their business is on their knees. They know how to call on God for years, for days, for months, and then they use just a short time to finish the assignment. Jesus knew when the substitute came in the place of Seth, Jesus Christ, for 30 years nobody saw him. Yes, only God knows what he was doing. He was in the place of prayer, and for 3.5 years he was busy around. Even in the midst of the busyness, he was still praying. He was still praying. That is the Seth generation. But the Abel generation, can I tell you?
Yeah.
The Abel generation, maybe it is the John the Baptist generation. And so now are you busy, pa? So because we didn't see anything about prayer around this ministry. The devil has the right to possess everything God gives you if you don't learn to be prayerful. He can possess and possess your life, meaning he can cut off your life if you remain prayerless. I'm telling you. One of the cares that hit the body of Christ was something like, come to me and I'll do something for you. Come to me, I'll do something for you. Come to me, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
By telling people things, they have opened the destinies of people to be possessed by Satan. Have you not realized that all the bad things you were told happened to you? Because Jesus. Carry the testimony of a tiredless prayer life.
Yeah.
Before I be 1 hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
do that for 3 months and see if something will not change in your life. We will not listen to me. We are not changing the system of half hour. No. People must pray. That is the order of the Enos generation. People must call on God themselves. People must call on God themselves. That's the order. That's the only way Cain can't touch Abel. That's the only way Satan can't touch the church. When the church is on their knees praying. When Satan possessed James, he fired James. When he possessed Peter, the church prayed without ceasing. Peter was released. Who told you? The first announcement that God gave to the church is that Satan will come after you to possess you. But if he comes, only prayer can save you. James, they didn't pray. Peter, they prayed. One was killed. The other was delivered. Tell me that if prayer does not save lives, tell me. Arise unto prayer. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. But the Bible also says that build ye up your faith, your most holy faith, speaking in the Holy Ghost. So you receive faith by the message. You build faith by prayer. My God. So listen, it is one thing believing that you will never be sick. And it's another thing building it till it becomes a reality. That one, it is the job of prayer to do it. And you are going to pray that God put the unction of a not only pastors must be praying. No. The generation of Enos, men. The Bible called them men. Men ought to pray and not to faith. The Bible don't call them pastors. It calls them men. Men. That means that in that generation, women are not permitted to see themselves to be weak. In that generation, both women and men are called men. They are called men. Everybody must show up with fire in their eyes. They are called men. What men can do, that generation, women will do better. Because it is a calling on the name of the Lord. The command is prayer. I don't even know why I'm doing this. But the command is prayer. I tell you. Satan wants to possess destinies. So he's redirecting the church away from prayer. Go and read Romans chapter 8. It will tell you that sometimes we don't know what to pray. But the Spirit helps our infirmity. And pray with groanings that cannot be uttered. That means the Holy Ghost is a prayer machine. So when we are missing prayer, he prays in place of us. If we are missing, go and read Hebrews chapter 7, I think verse 25 or so. It says that Jesus Christ, standing at the right side of the Father, maketh intercession for us, even to the uttermost of all those that comes to him. He makes intercession. So the Holy Spirit is praying. Jesus is praying. You, the church, says you won't pray. The Bible says that he is praying, forever interceding. That means the job of Jesus right now is intercession. The job of the Holy Ghost right now is when we are missing prayer, he steps in. So he too, his job is prayer. You said you won't pray. I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make a mess of me. Some people will sit down and say, how theological is this song? And why will Satan make a mess of you? Sit down. The only way Enos will not be possessed like Abel is when he calls on the name of God. That is the only way. Otherwise, Cain will handle Enos. I tell you. Otherwise, Enos will be dealt with. I'm telling you. Kadoma neke. He domina kaboli. Ashwata kambeni. John Wesley says something. I say it happens to me that God cannot do anything on earth unless men pray. Paul told them, he said, I pray more than you all. I pray more than you all. I'm not Apostle Paul by privilege. I pray more than you all. I pray. So if he comes back and say, I have fought the beast of Ephesus, I didn't fight him with Fanta. I pray more than you all. If I wrote most epistles than everybody, I didn't write it by Lazarus. I pray more than you all. I pray. There is a generation who wants to skip prayer and still see the move of God. No, it is magic you see. Show me a man manifesting without prayer. I will show you a magician. If we don't catch him today, we'll catch him on the judgment day. If we don't catch him today, that's why Jesus said on the judgment day, he said that I'll be ashamed of some of you. Listen to me, it is better we catch you here for you to repent than for me to catch you on the judgment day. You don't know shame until that day. You don't know shame. All people putting on, the Bible says they put on the form of godliness but deny the power thereof. All of you putting on beautiful Christianity without a prayer life. Oh, a day will expose you. I prophesy over you. My God. My God. Oh, Jesus. I prophesy over you. You are receiving the grace for tireless prayer life. You are receiving the grace for tireless prayer life. Have you gotten to a point where you want to stop prayer? You are not able to stop. It is coming upon you. It is coming upon you. It is coming upon you. Listen to me. I'm seeing a vision. That some of you, the anointing will just hit you. You will fall under the anointing. Don't be afraid. It is coming upon you. Like fire. Some time ago, we went to one university in Kumasi some time ago. This unction started falling on people. And then some of them fell on the ground that evening, and we came back to meet them on the ground the following day during the second day. You were there. I've forgotten their name, university's name. Not one, not two. People were baptized with the spirit of prayer. We closed Thursday, they were on the ground. They slept on the ground praying till we started the second day. There is something called the spirit of prayer. A man can never advance in the spirit until you have caught it. Yes, sir. He said, there are days I can pray till I don't know the number of hours I pray. I can't tell. Nobody laid hands on me to receive the Holy Ghost. It was in the midst of hours less prayer. You see, I started speaking some things. The spirit fell on me. I couldn't stand on my feet. That was how I caught the gift of tongues. There's a spirit that can come on you. You communicate to God. For 40 days, Moses was communicating with God. And he didn't remember that he has not eaten. He has not bathed. He has not drank water. He didn't remember. There's a spirit that can come on you like that. You will pray and not feel it. I prophesy over you. Ma shekete. Regete barakata. Listen to me, oh. There are some devils, if until you step into prayer, they don't respect you. Do you know Satan watched Jesus walk about for 30 years? Didn't show up until 40 days fasting and prayer. If you are not prayerful, Satan doesn't care. He won't waste his time. There are some demons who feel they are above you because of your prayer life. They won't come. Because even God will not let them come. Because if they come, they will possess you. If they come, they will possess you. They won't come. God will show you mercy. They won't come. I prophesy. Jesus. From today, 2 hours prayer will be like 2 minutes for you. Jesus. You want to conquer territories with telenovela? You want to conquer territories with spending 5 hours chatting? Amen. I said from today you are baptized.
Amen.
I said from today you are baptized.
Amen.
Epaphras.
Yes.
A man that kept praying until others were established in the will of God. He prayed. He prayed. Ramushe Kenya. I said I prophesied it.
Jesus.
Your tongue has caught the fire. Amen. Your heart has caught the fire.
Amen.
Your head has caught the fire.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shall have caught the fire of prayer.
Shall have caught the fire of prayer.
Shall have caught the fire of prayer. Shall have caught the fire of prayer. Finally, shall have caught the fire of prayer. In the name of Jesus. My God. You don't just rise up and pray 10 hours. It is the function of an unction. And we are going to pray for that unction. I love what David said in Psalm 55 verse 17. He says that evening, morning, afternoon will I pray. So the man was praying 3 times in a day. Psalm 119 verse 164. He says that 7 times will I praise the Lord. So when it comes to praises, he was praising 7 times. If it comes to prayer, he was praying 3 times. That was a man's consecration. Don't say that it takes an unction to function in such a realm. It takes an unction. So he knew how to remember to pray 3 times. And he knew how to remember to praise 7 times in the day. That's a massive consecration. And in the midst of that, he will also say that I learned to pay my vows and to make my sacrifices. So the man was sacrificing, the man was praising, the man was praying. In the midst of that, he was still ruling a nation. How could he do it unless there is an unction upon his life? Someone shout, I carry the unction.
I carry the unction.
If the unction does not come, you will keep admiring people. One of the things I prayed for, that God, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, is to be in a state to keep admiring people serving God faithfully. If I was fornicating, I, the way it would have pained me that another believer like me carry an unction not to fornicate. The way it would have pained me. If I was a thief, one of the painful things is to keep admiring somebody who is faithfully serving God. And you, it looks like you are cursed. The very thing the Holy Ghost is prompting you of, you are unable to do. And you wonder, common prayer, you can't pray. Common sitting down to read Bible, you can't do it. Common staying holiness, you staying pure, you can't do it. What kind of Christianity have you taken upon yourself? What kind of Christianity is that? But the truth is that for everything a man can do faithfully to the Lord, it is done under the functioning of an unction. And I prophesy over you. From today, you are carrying the unction to function. I said you are carrying the unction to function. You are carrying the unction to function. You are carrying the unction to function. Somebody shout, I'm anointed to serve God. Shout, I'm anointed to live holy. Sir, I'm anointed to worship. Sir, I'm anointed to praise. Sir, I'm anointed to pray. Sir, I'm anointed to evangelize. Sir, I'm anointed to be a faithful husband. Sir, I'm anointed to be a faithful wife. Sir, I'm anointed to be a spiritual parent. Sir, I'm anointed to be a good worker. Shall I carry an unction? Shall I carry an unction? Shall I carry an unction? In the name of Jesus. Anybody that works from today, your work will prosper. Except from today, your work will prosper. Your work will prosper. Your work will prosper. You are looking for a child. Carry it now. Carry it now. Carry it now. In the name of Jesus. You are looking for a healing testimony. I declare your healing now. I declare your healing now. I declare your healing now. Shekile Bapampila. Marital breakthroughs. Marital breakthroughs. Marital breakthroughs. Bar Shekila contact. And the devil that wants to stop your marriage. Today they are stopped now. We stop them by the power of the Holy Ghost. We stop them by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray for children who can't fight for themselves, who don't know their left from their right, who don't know life. We stand in for the children. Let the Lord defend them. Let the Lord defend them. Let the Lord defend them in their schools, in their eating, in their drinking, in their playing. Let the Lord defend them. Let the Lord defend them. Let the Lord defend them. Okay, take it. I pray for you and pray for your children. If they are playing dangerous games and you are not there to protect them, may an angel appear to stop your child from dangerous injuries. To stop your child from dangerous injuries. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Katomi Akai. Any child above 1 year that is refusing to speak, I command you, speak. I command you, speak. I command you, speak. Any child above 1 year refusing to walk, I command you, walk. I command you, walk. I command you, walk. In the name of Jesus. Any child who is growing taller than his brain and it looks like the brain is not functioning well, jail it a kapura. I command restoration now. I command restoration now. I command restoration now. Any problem in your family that has taken your joy away, it is fixed from today. It is fixed from today. Witchcraft foundations, satanic foundations, marine powers, whoever you slept with, and they are playing games with your destiny, from today their yoke is broken. From today their yoke is broken. Anybody chanting your name, Kakaka Tokuma, Uraka Tender Lemos, what they wish for you, it goes upon them. It goes upon them. I prophesy properties, 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 properties. They are coming to you. They are coming to you. Mysteriously, miraculously, you are owning your property. You are owning your property. In the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, anything the Lord spoke concerning your destiny, I pray it won't miss. I said it won't miss. I said it won't miss. Any role the sun has to play, it is playing. Any role the wind has to play, it is playing. Any role water has to play, it is playing. Any role rain has to play, it is playing. Any role men and women have to play, it is playing. At the end, what God has said will come to pass. What God has said will come to pass. What God has said will come to pass. The things that must support you will not be against you. I said the things that must support you will not be against you. Can I prophesy? Destiny help us. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on PastorElvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.